Diego splattered blood onto the pavement for effect. Then, clutching the bag in his hand, he twisted and met her gaze. He allowed a moment, as though he was startled, frozen, awestruck. She swallowed, distress flickering across her pale features, but also there was that sparkle, that little twinkle in her eye as her pupils dilated and focused on Diego. See, he could work this one. He might even enjoy working this one. Mi dispiace, he said, thickening his accent. His father had taught him that trick. He'd made all the ladies fall at his feet, including his Spanish mother, who had fled her homeland to be with him, only to then be beaten, cheated on, and used up. Women were so weak. Pardon, he shook his head as though snapping himself out of a daze. You are quite beautiful. The girl blushed and fell back on her heels.
Who part did you bang your head?
She shrilled in disbelief.
Oh, not at all,
he feigned the concern that would have her swoon. Are you okay?
Eh?
She helped him up from the ground and he handed over her bag. For you, he said.
Thank you.
She strapped it over her shoulder.
Sorry you had to deal with that.
She waved in the direction of where Billy had clambered off to.
We never get that shade here.
Evil is everywhere, Diego mused, sometimes right in front of you. You should be more careful.
He stroked a gloved thumb over her cheek.
It would be a terrible shame for you to come to harm. You are a beautiful woman.
The girl snorted. Diego cocked his head.
Has no one told you that before?
Me dad, but he tells all my sisters that too.
I am sure you are by far the prettiest.
Diego smiled and hovered nearer, not in his usual menacing way, not in his overbearing, suffocating, threatening manner that worked on those who came too close to his boss's assets. This was more romantic, as if he wanted to be close, as though he wanted to breathe her in, when all he was really doing was sniffing her out. His own scent washed over her then, and she inhaled the Versace cologne, allowing it to tingle every one of her feminine senses. Women were so predictable. All they wanted was to be told they were beautiful. Green eyes took him in. Half of her was smitten already. The other half wondered if he were genuine. It would only take gentle persuasion to silence the latter half of her subconscious. If that didn't work, he could always offer her a drink.